the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, Incorporated, Fall 2013 Newsletter. The Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped is a 501c3 nonprofit organization which promotes financial assistance and acts as an advocacy group for the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, TBBC. How much do you love the TBBC? Do you want to be part of a group that helps support TBBC in its efforts to continue providing you with the services you love? We meet twice a year on the first Saturday in June and December. We alternate locations between Mercer County and Middlesex County to accommodate the southern and northern members. At our meetings, we voice our opinions concerning the direction of the Talking Book and Braille Center and learn about TBBC's new developments. The next meeting will be held on Saturday, December 7th, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, followed by a lunch from noon to 1 p.m. at the Grace Lutheran Church, 600 New Brunswick Avenue, Perth Amboy, New Jersey, 08861. Anyone wishing to stay for lunch will be asked to contribute $5 toward the cost of the food. Directions are at the end of this newsletter. We look forward to you joining us at our next meeting. For more details and to become a member, see our application in this newsletter or on our website, which is www.friendsnjlibraryfortheblind.org. Our email address is friendsnjlbh@yahoo.com, and our phone number is area code 609-895-1048. And that's the end of this article. President's Message. As the President of the Friends of the Library for the Blind and Handicapped, we continue to support the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center's NJSL-TBBC's programs, and we continue to advocate for library patrons. In addition to providing financial assistance through the purchase of cartridges on which to download books, the Friends acted as a sponsor for the Fall Festival. I hope you enjoy the workshops and the presentations of our New Jersey authors and the ambiance of the grounds for sculpture. Mary Jo Partica, President, The Friends. And that's the end of that article. 2013 Fall Festival Report. The New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, in conjunction with the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped and the Grounds for Sculpture, hosted their biennial Fall Festival on Saturday, October 12th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. 250 people were registered to attend this event. Each participant had a choice of a workshop in the morning and another in the afternoon. Their choices were memoir writing, a craft, the altered book, poetry reading, or an outside guided tour of the grounds for sculpture. Miss New Jersey 2013, Kara McCollum, an advocate for literacy, was in attendance and read a favorite children's book to both young and old during lunch hour. The keynote speaker, sponsored by the Friends, author Mary Jane Clark, was interviewed by Karen Carson, and there was a short Q&A period following the interview. Ottilie Lucas, who had assisted Ms. Clark's research for a visually impaired character in her Wedding Cake Mystery series, was introduced and spoke for a few minutes. Ottilie's husband, Bob, narrated Ms. Clark's To Heaven to Kill for TBBC. Bob spoke of his personal experience as a narrator. Ms. Clark also spoke about other influences in her life that come out of her characters. These influences are her father and her children. She also mentioned that her latest novel is due out in January. About 16 vendors added to our enrichment. I personally visited the vendor tables and spoke with all of the vendors there. 5 published New Jersey authors spoke during an afternoon session on their books. They were Richard Multi, Mark DeJano, Roy Garibrandt, John Hartman, Bob Engel, and Sandy McClure. Each spoke briefly and answered some questions from their audience. It was fun meeting all of them as it made their books that much more real. Anyone interested in downloading the books written by these authors and recorded by volunteers at the AudioVision Studio can do so by going to the AudioVision link, www.audiovision-nj.org/members/fall.php. The username is fall and the password is festival. We thank all who had a part in making the event so enlightening and enjoyable, especially the TBBC library staff and the staff of the Grounds for Sculpture. Lauren Casey, Vice President, The Friends. And that's the end of that article. In Memoriam. Robert E. Bob Rint, 58, of Lawrenceville, passed away on August 15, 2013, at the Capital Health Medical Center, Hopewell, New Jersey. Born in New Brunswick, New Jersey, Bob was a longtime resident of Lawrenceville. He was employed with Advancing Opportunities as a receptionist. Bob enjoyed listening to country music, 60s and 70s rock music. Some of his hobbies included tandem bike riding and chair caning. Son of the late Joseph Rint, Bob is survived by his wife, Lauren Casey, his mother, Winifred Rint, his brother, Joe Rint, his sister, Donna Hayde, three nieces, one nephew, and numerous close friends. Bob was the president of the Friends from 2004 through 2008. During his time as president, the library obtained a significant grant from Comcast that enabled TBBC and NJCBVI to equip and open a computer technology center at the library. In June 2006, the Friends and the library held the first tour of the Grounds for Sculpture. During a focus group meeting, Bob was reminded of how great the grounds is for everyone and decided to set up a tour for his friends, which took place on July 24th. Bob was delighted that it was a spectacular day and everyone enjoyed the event. With the fall festival at the grounds, everyone had Bob on their minds. We are blessed to have Bob in our lives and we'll truly miss him. As a true advocate with the Friends, we know he will be with us forever. And that's the end of that article. A heartfelt thank you. The Friends of NJLBH would like to thank the following people for their generous donation to the Friends. Eleanor Coyle, James Doherty, Metuchen Lions Club, Frederick Pearl, Carmen Rubino, Lisa Valvano, Mr. and Mrs. Panacek, Irene Sidun, Carol Hilgendorf, Gretchen Hall, Mr. and Mrs. Robert Lazar, and Barry Hill. And that's the end of that article. Nominating Committee, June 2014 Elections. At our June 2014 meeting, the Friends will be electing the slate of officers who will be holding positions for the next 2 years. The nominating committee, appointed by President Mary Jo Partica, consists of Pat Kay, Jim Doherty, and Barbara Finan. If you would like to be considered for an office, please contact one of the committee members at friendsnjlbh@yahoo.com or 609-895-1048. And that's the end of that article. Annual dues. Have you paid your annual dues? The fiscal year began on July 1, 2013 through June 30, 2014. To be an active member of the Friends, please pay your dues. This year's dues for individual members is $10 and family is $25. Checks should be made payable to the Friends of the NJLBH. Attached to this newsletter is a membership form that needs to be completed by everyone. A form is also available on our website, which is www.friendsnjlibraryfortheblind.org. If you have any questions about your membership status, please call us at area code 609-895-1048. Thank you. And that's the end of that article. Directions to the December meeting. Grace Lutheran Church, 600 New Brunswick Avenue, Perth Amboy, New Jersey, 08861. The cross street is Convery Boulevard. Take Route 1 to Route 287. Take 287 South Ramp to NJ440/Interstate 95/Raritan Center/Perth Amboy. Merge onto 287 South. Continue onto 440 North. Exit onto US 9 North. Take New Brunswick Avenue exit toward Perth Amboy Fords. Turn left at County Road 616, New Brunswick Avenue. The church is on the left at 600 New Brunswick Avenue. And that's the end of that article. I will now read the information requirements from the Friends of the NJ Library for the Blind membership form. First line is your name. Next is your address. The following line asks for your city, state, and zip code. The next line asks for your telephone number with the area code. And then the following line asks for your email address. The next line asks you to check off one of the following for your preferred media format: LP, large print, cassette, email, or none, because you'll read it online. Next line asks if whether or not you are eligible for NJLBH. It's simply checking yes or no. And then the dues amount: individual member $10, family membership $25. Check one or the other with your check. And then the next line requires you to fill in a dollar amount if you're making a donation. If you do a donation and you're doing it in memory or honor of someone, put the name of that person on the following line. And if you're doing that, also send an acknowledgement for a memorial gift to, and then you are to put in the person's name, next line their address, and then the last line there is the city, state, and zip code. The final line there is whether or not you have made a bequest in your will. If so, check that off. Then please return this form together with your check payable to the Friends of the NJLBH, Post Office Box 434, Woodbridge, New Jersey, 07095. And that is the end of the Fall 2013 Friends newsletter.